I mean, I'm definitely writing about the experience of being on tour and in New York. And when you're me and you're in New York, that when you know, we used to live in England, and when you go to New York, as I'm sure you've experienced, you're up all night because of the time difference. And when you're abroad, you've got a musical on Broadway, of course, you're quite
popular.
Your ego can get a little bit out of control, yes, right? Because Americans are so happy to just. Absolutely. There's none of this Irish irony. They're just like really kind and really nice and really complimentary. Whereas if the Irish like you, they just sort of tell you you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, everyone's fawning over you and you're up all night and, you know, drinking. And I've definitely been in a situation where I've gone, oh, God, I'm, you know, there's truth in the story of, a you know, me kissing a girl or a girl kissing me and thinking, well, what am I doing this for? But it's...
So you married Sarah, who you met at university.
Yeah. I married my first girlfriend. I married the girl I lost my virginity to. Yes. It's so great to be on Irish radio and talking about temptation and virginity. It's like, of course, on Irish radio, we're going to be talking about temptation and virginity.
No, but I'm fascinated because obviously Tim Minchin, who was in his late teens and early 20s, a lot has happened to you, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, you've had an amazingly worldwide hit with Matilda, you know, you which has probably made you comfortable for the rest of your life. You've no need to work, really. How many people have seen Matilda?
I don't know, but it's... It'll be a couple of million.
So things have changed. So that must put its pressures on a relationship.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the really wonderful thing about my relationship. The sort of miracle of it is that Sarah and I got together when we were very young, and she had every expectation that I would be a poor musician. because there was no, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't look like, you know, like I'm not very typical of someone who has a very good musical career, but she couldn't have been designed better to kind of handle what changed. She didn't love her. She was a social worker, which she liked the bits of it that were helpful, but didn't really love all the administration and stuff. She wanted to have kids, and she's sort of egoless. She is one of the most egoless persons I know. So when things started taking off for me, there was no, what about me and what I want? She just went, oh, this is a grand adventure, and this will be how we pay the rent, because we were struggling to pay the rent when we were wanting to have kids in our late 20s. Mm. And she just, and yet she's got this incredible balance where she's not cool around famous people and stuff. She actually she's quite shy and quite introverted, but equally she doesn't really care.